The weeks are winding down until Eric Adams takes over as the mayor of New York City, and New Yorkers are eagerly looking to see who will fill the key posts of the next administration. WNYC's politics team recently looked at a podium photo taken on election night and identified many of the people surrounding Adams. One of the reporters on that story, Elizabeth Kim, joins us now to talk about what it reveals. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Sean.
Why don't you start by telling us why you decided to dissect the victory photo on election night? Because these are pretty standard photo ops, right?
Right. For the most part, there's a lot of political stagecraft behind these types of photos. Nonetheless, it's an important image for posterity that broadcasts the type of coalition that helped Adams win the election. And in this shot, you see a really broad mix of people across different races, ethnicities, and religions. All of this evokes former Mayor David Dinkins' metaphor of New York City as this, quote, gorgeous mosaic.
Can you tell us about anybody in particular?
So I spoke to this one Orthodox Jewish person who told me that members of his community were chatting on social media about how amazing it was to have two Hasidic leaders make it front and center in that picture. Now, at the same time, it's not just a portrait of racial and religious harmony. Keep in mind that many of the people in this shot want to be there because it says something about their proximity to power and the influence they'll have on City Hall.
Okay, so can you walk us through some of the important elected officials who were on the podium that night with Adams?
First off, there's Governor Kathy Hochul, who made what many consider to be a surprising appearance on the podium. But it was a shrewd decision on both their parts to have her there. Hochul, as you know, is running for a full term next year, and she will need the support of Adams' voters. While Adams will need Hochul as he rolls out his legislative priorities in Albany next year. And although you can just barely see him in our shot, there's Eric Gonzalez, the current Brooklyn district attorney who's being mentioned as a possible candidate for state attorney general. You also have some term-limited elected officials like Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz, whose futures are uncertain, but who could clearly be vying for a spot in the Adams administration. A city council member like Adrian Adams, who wants to be the next city council speaker. Adams as mayor could help tip the scale for her.
Yeah, a lot of big players there. You also wrote about a lot of the people that were not in this photo. Can you tell us who and why?
Right. Because in politics, there are many people who prefer to stay out of the spotlight. Mm-hmm. There's someone like Frank Carone. That's Adams' personal attorney and considered one of the closest advisors, who's thought of as a deal maker in Brooklyn politics, but also citywide. He's an example of someone who may not have a formal administration position, but could definitely wield power behind the scenes.
So a couple of the super important positions Adams will get to appoint people to are police commissioner and schools chancellor. Do we have any ideas of who will fill those roles?
In general, Adams has been emphasizing that he's looking for people with high emotional intelligence. Here's what he told Brian Lehrer last week.
I want to have people that are leading these agencies that understand that we must be compassionate, caring, empathetic to the people that are walking through our doors and those who are employed in our agencies.
With respect to the role of police commissioner, he's revealed that he's conducting a national search. He's been mum on schools chancellor, although there's a lot of speculation that David Banks, a person who founded Eagle Academy, that's a hybrid charter school network for boys, that he has the inside track. Adams has said he'll announce these picks soon after Thanksgiving.
So the people on stage that we talked about, obviously it's a pretty small snapshot. There were 24 people that you and your colleagues managed to identify. Were there any surprises that you found?
There were. We identified a woman named Dr. Bindu Babu, who's a self-described Reiki healer and therapist who specializes in narcissistic toxic relationships. According to her Instagram page, in March, she hosted a group guided meditation with Eric Adams on Zoom. So it's not the kind of political or public figure you'd expect,
right,
but it's in keeping with Adams's interest. Our mayor-elect, as you might know, has said he likes to meditate every morning.
You can see the photo of Eric Adams on election night and who our politics team identified around him at Gothamist.com. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Sean.